509 Lincoln Drive and let us help you find a reliable vehicle that fits your wallet.
All right, back at the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse, third place action about to get underway. Valley Catholic having to turn right around after playing three sets with Arcadia Valley, and they'll have to get North County in this third place match. North County, of course, falling in three sets to Central a little bit earlier this afternoon. They've had a little bit of time to rest their legs. We'll see who comes out the victor in this third place game of the MAAA tournament. Alongside Nick Lewis, I'm Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Of course, North County now an even 15-15 on the year after that loss earlier today to Central. North and Valley Catholic, meanwhile, 21-6-1 coming into this match and trying to get third place. Last year, Valley Catholic took fifth place, defeated both Potosi and West County in the silver bracket to take fifth. North County was also in that silver bracket. They lost to West County but defeated Potosi in that one. They eventually took seventh. Both teams wearing blue. North County in the gold numbers and letters on the front and back. And Valley with numbers in white on the front and back of the jerseys. And Valley written across the shoulders. It appears that North County will serve first. Your first serve is brought to you by New Era Bank. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online to newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. It'll be Macy Kamler, the junior for North County, to give us the first serve, and it's back to Vioxx in the back row. Now setting up the inside, it's Siebert, as Riley Siebert gets a deflection off a North County defender and gets the first kill of the game, 1-0, and then quickly takes a seat as Valley Catholic will serve with their libero, Brooke Vioxx. Vioxx the only one wearing white on the court as the libero, as North County tried a little dump shot with Ariel Stewart, but instead, Valley Catholic even to it, but then Valley Catholic shot blocked, and boy, North County had a block party in the second set against Central, on route to winning that set eventually, and they get a block that time to tie it up at one. I believe it was Kaylee Winch there on the block for North County. Now a free ball sent over by Valley. Winch almost had a kill, but Valley was able to dig it out. Now a little tip shot over the net again. Valley keeps it alive. Back to Kaylee Winch for North County, and the cross-court shot is just out of bounds, and that'll give a point to Valley Catholic. Rachel Loida, the setter for Valley, will stand behind the end line and give it a swing and straight into the net. Service error from Rachel Loida is usually one of their best servers, averaging almost an ace per set this year. 2-2, here's the serve for North County. It's Emily Veach sending it to the back row. Warriors will go to the far side with Drury. That's dugout as Valley Catholic now gets it back. Back over to Drury, and looks like a double hit from the back row for Valley as that gives another point to North County. I believe it was Loida who got called for the double hit there. Another serve for Veach. The dig by Vioxx, set by Bloom, behind Bertram, the outside hitter. So that gives a free ball to North County. Then Cameron Winch's shot was saved. But then another double hit on Valley Catholic. 4-2 is the advantage for North County early on in this first set. Here's the jump serve from Veach. Another service reception, Vioxx setting up the far side. Drury, and just tipped it off Winch and down for a kill. Hannah Drury with her first point. 4-3, North County leads. Valley Catholic will serve after a few substitutions. They'll bring Hannah Fowler on, as well as Taylor Zerwig. And it looks like Haley Weibrecht came out on the floor too, the sophomore for Valley Catholic. Here's the serve. That's Forrester digging it out to the far side with Winch. Had to reach back for that swing, and you Instead, Valley Catholic gets a chance, but then North County saves it right near the net. Back to Valley Catholic now. Dump shot, and that's nicely done from Siebert to even up the score at four apiece.
It'll be interesting to see how both teams respond here in the early going. Valley just played and just had a very emotional loss. North County, same thing, but they've had a little bit of time to think about it, so it'll be interesting to see how this first set plays out.
Well, Valley Catholic looks loose early on, so good to see from their standpoint. Loida sets up Weibrecht, middle net. That's saved by the Winch sisters, but then back to Valley Catholic. Drury, a swing, blocked by Winch. Now Valley Catholic has to give it back to North County. Set by Veach, and running for the shot was Winch, unable to have that come off. In fact, it was almost a swing and a miss there from Kaylee Winch. He's laughing afterwards. It gives the point to Valley Catholic. They lead 5-4. Here's a serve for Taylor Zerwig. Line drive straight to Lauren Forrester. Veach tipped it over net. It was almost her only option. Now it's back to North County. Veach sets up. Kaylee Winch in the middle. A misfire again to the right side. And Winch looks to be 0 for 3 on her first few swings of this match, and it's 6-4 Valley. Zerwig will serve once again. Low one. Forrester finally got it, and then a double touch by Cameron Winch on this near side. It was almost tough for her, too, because that just came off the arm so weirdly from Forrester. It was a really nice serve from Zerwig, and here she is again. Another line drive. This time to Marler, and she'll set up on the middle net. Shot saved by Valley Catholic, but then back to the Raiders. From the back row, here's Marler again, tapping it over. Valley Catholic a chance to attack. On the left side, Drury, saved by Marler. And now a free ball back over to the Valley Catholic side. Here's the set by Loida to Weibrecht on the near side. The dig by Veach. Then to Winch, and she knocks it off. Veox can't save it over the out-of-bounds line, should say. And finally, the first kill for Kaylee Winch. 7-5 Valley Catholic leads. Winch will serve. Jump serve and a line drive from Winch. There's the big by Loida, setting up far side. Siebert, or correction, that was Weibrecht there, but a block from Goggle and Winch closing off that far side, and it's 7-6. North County still trailing, but a chance to tie it. Winch another serve. Loida another dig. On the far side again, Weibrecht. This time, tooled it off the block and got it down for a kill. Goggle and Winch were ready again, but just couldn't make the contact on the block, and it's 8-6 Valley.
That's a tough block to hit over. Winch, Goggle, and of course both Winches as well. North County's got the length, the height. I mean, it's tough every time at the net.
Now at the middle with Cameron Winch, a swing dug out nicely by Drury. Nice dig on that Valley Catholic swing there from Kaylee Winch, and then that leads to an Emma Goggle kill. I believe that was Marler, one of the two. Was there for North County to make it 8-7. North County will serve with a chance to tie. Third place game in this MAAA tournament. It will be Central and Arcadia Valley battling for the championship a little bit later on. Another block from North County. This time Forrester and Goggle teamed up to deny the Warriors at the net, and it's 8-all. Whitney Marler will serve again, the junior outside hitter. Line drive to Zerwig. The set by Hannah Fowler. And nicely done as Siebert gets another kill just off the bench. And Riley Siebert makes it 9-8 Valley Catholic. Back to serve is Sam Loida. Gives it a line drive. There's the dig for Maddie Oder just in the game. They set up Goggle, middle. There's a kick by Kaylee Winch. Keeps it alive for North County. Gives it back to Valley Catholic. Roll shot over to the Warriors again. And then Loida unable to locate it and couldn't save it on this near side. And, boy, that was set up by a kick save and a beauty from Kaylee Winch.
Yeah, here's your standard, yes, kicking is legal in volleyball when it happens moment, because it seems like, you know, there's always a couple moments in a tournament situation, and here's a potential ace for North County. There's always a couple of moments, you know, in a series of games where there's going to be a kick, and everyone in the crowd's a little confused, but yes, that is perfectly legal.
The ace there from Ariel Stewart to give North County a 10-9 lead in this first set of the third place match. Another serve, this time Viox gets to it to Loida, and then on the near side, hard swing from Weibrecht and snuck it underneath the block to tie it up at 10. Valley Catholic with more substitutions. On comes Bertram and also Brenna Bloom. Limited time in that first match against AV, but Bloom will serve here. And now on the far side, they set up Goggle. Nicely saved on the Valley Catholic side of things. Siebert another swing, and North County with another chance after saving that. Now on the Valley Catholic side, Loida gives it over to Bertram and knocked it off the block for another kill. And it's 11-10 Valley Catholic. They're just going back and forth here with service runs here and there on both sides.
Just feeling each other out a little bit here in this first set. Again, it's a weird situation for both teams having just played a match.
Goggle, a big swing, but a big dig by Viox. And now North County saves it over the net. But then a cross shot and a first contact there from Siebert to get another kill, and it's 12-10. Valley Catholic, three straight points, and three straight serves from Brenna Bloom. Line drive dug by Oder. Now to Stewart. Then to the middle with Forrester, sends it long. That was a problem for her in the first match. And miss hits it again, 13-10 Valley. Another serve for Bloom. This time Forrester with the dig. To Stewart. Near side with Veach. Viox saves it. Far side for Valley, Siebert. And now over to the Valley side once again. North County having some miscommunication. Oh. My goodness, that pinballed around. But then they're going to say a lift on North County. It would have been an excellent save on their side if it had come off correctly. But that final contact was just a lift there from Goggle, and that makes it 14-10 Valley. Stewart dumps it over to the Valley Catholic side on the next point. And now Bertram gets it off the block, but it's blocked in play, and North County will stop the run there to make it 14-11. Here's Macy Camor back into the game to serve. Bounces the ball a few times, and the jump serve over. Loida with the dig. Back to Rachel Loida for the set to Siebert on the near side this time, and snuck it underneath the block once again. 15-11, Valley Catholic with the lead. Brooke Viox, the libero, back to serve. The lefty delivers. Dig by Forrester. Miscommunication. Siebert thought she had to come over, and now North County will just give it back to Valley. And then, nice block from Winch. She almost had to reach behind her head and just flipped it over for the kill. It's a bit of an awkward play, but it worked out for Kaylee Winch. 15-12, Valley with the lead. Forrester will serve this time. Bloom the dig. Sam Loida the set. Rachel Loida the swing. North County a chance now. The set by Siebert. Little roll shot from Kaylee Winch. Back to Valley, a chance to attack. Drury on the far side. Dug by specialist, that's Camler. And then North County able to tip it over for a kill. Unable to save it, Loida. It's 15-13. Valley Catholic still with the lead. It'll be Forrester's turn to serve for North County. Jumps, swings, line drive. Nice save by Viox. Sets up at the net with Bertram, tips it over. Now Marler will send it back over, and too long. As Marler, with a little too much steam on that, little tap over the net. And it goes over the end line to make it 16-13 Valley. Here's Rachel Loida, jump serve to Forrester. Then a diving set attempt by Stewart, and that messed Marler up on the far side as she sends it into the net. 17-13, Valley leads in this set number one, and a timeout called by North County. And we'll take it as well for 30 seconds. Again, Valley Catholic up 17-13 in the first set of this third-place match. We're back after this on Regional Radio.
The leaves are turning, temperatures are falling, and the flavors of the holidays have returned to Prairie Farms. Prairie Farms flavored milks add a delightful taste to the holidays. Flavors like chocolate custard, maple pecan, sugar cookie, chocolate mint, and holiday custard. And don't forget their delicious eggnog. No holiday table would be complete without sour cream, dips, cottage cheese, and ice cream. Prairie Farms, dedicated farmers, happy cows, and good milk.
High School Volleyball and Regional Radio is brought to you by Applebee's of Farmington, by Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, by Comtree of Festus, and by the Doe Run Company in Park Hills. 17-13, Valley with the lead, and they serve after the timeout by North County. Here's Loida, jumps, delivers it, received by North County's Macy Kamler. They give it back to the Warriors, though. Drury, a hard swing on the far side, but a good save on the North County side of things. And then Winch in the middle, another kill as she knocks it off Loida and out of bounds. Breaks up the Valley Catholic run there, 17-14. Valley with the lead. North County will serve with Emily Veach.
Yeah, never a bad thing to get it to the hands of one of the Winches out of a timeout. That's probably exactly what Coach Crocker wanted.
Veach jumps, swings, and Bloom with the dig. Sam Loida the set to Bertram. Veach saved it. But they have to give it back over to the Warriors side. The set backed up Drury on her swing. Valley Catholic a chance to attack. Here's Whitney Marler, sends the swing long. 18-14, after that attacking error from Marler, a couple of those in this first set, had a great first match against Central. 18-14, Valley Catholic leads the first set here. Now it's Taylor Zerwig who will serve for Valley Catholic from left to right. Forrester with the reception. Now it's Veach, a little touch pass over from Kaylee Winch. But North County, another opportunity. Two-handed shot from Veach on second contact. Now Winch on first contact. We'll give it back to the Warriors side. Now on the far side, it's Drury again with a shot. And that touched off the scoreboard. Shouldn't that be an automatic point for whoever last touched it? Now it's Loida. Over the net, and Winch is able to knock that 50-50 ball in for a kill. And it's 18-15 after that long rally. And Valley Catholic still with the lead, but North County will serve.
And North County needed that, though. A long rally. If they don't win that one, you're looking at Valley being up by a number of points and North County having not much momentum. That'll help them a little bit in that department.
Two-handed shot from Drury on this attacking opportunity, and then Goggle able to knock it off a Valley Catholic block on the North County side and makes it 18-16. Emma Goggle has been good in the middle hitter spot, both blocking and attacking so far in this first set. Here's Kaylee Winch, another serve. Loida to Fowler, then back to Loida. Now North County a chance. Goggle again. This time Rachel Loida digs it out. Now it's Drury who gives a roll shot over to the North County side. Forrester sets up Marler. Her shot straight into the net. Boy, she's been off a few times, and she'll take a seat. 19-16, Valley Catholic leads. Here's Hannah Drury to serve for Valley Catholic. Sends it to the back row. That's Winch. Then right side, Maddie Oder with a tip pass over. And now Loida gave it over to Hannah Fowler, who gets it off the block, and another kill, 20-16. Valley Catholic still serving up 20-16 in this first set, third place match. A little awkward reception there from Oder on the first serve, and that sets up Goggle weirdly, and she sends it into the net, 21-16, and another timeout called by North County. We've had a few breakdowns of communication the last few points.
Yeah, and that's one of those situations right there for Goggle where, you know, you like her being aggressive and trying to generate a swing, but it's not really a good position for the swing, and it's kind of a low-reward, high-risk type of move there, and unfortunately for her, it goes into the net. Those are usually the situations when you're scrambling like that. You just kind of look to bump it over. She thought she might have had a swing there a decent attempt at it, but just a tough situation to be put in after the first and second contact were what they were. And obviously every point down the stretch here for North County is huge, so down five, they're going to have to make something happen out of this timeout.
High school volleyball on regional radio is brought to you by Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ledington, by Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, by the Gateway Region YMCA in St. Louis, and by Gifford Lumber in Farmington. Kaylee Winch digs out the serve for North County, sets up Cameron Winch. Nice hit, but Valley Catholic saves it. Now to Siebert, and just a little change-up shot that time, but just enough to knock it off a North County defender and get another kill, 22-16. It's all Valley Catholic the last few points. Another save, Drury. Oder digs it out to Veach. Winch touched it over, but Valley Catholic with a chance. Two-handed shot from Moida. North County with an attacking opportunity, and Goggle set up again and gets a kill at the middle net. 22-17 now the score with Valley Catholic on top. Matty Oder will serve for North County. Nearest us behind the end line and lets it go. Wood to the dig. And Fowler able to touch it over. Another kick save from Winch. And Valley Catholic will send it back over to the Raiders side. Here's a set by Veach to Cameron Winch. Gets it off the block. It's still alive. North County thought the play was over. Here they are again. Here's Goggle off the block. It's saved by Fowler. Then Loida back to the North County side. Veach sets up Forrester. Gets it off the block and down for a kill. Well, a lot happened to that point, and it ended up going North County's way. It's 22-18 Valley.
Kaylee Winch is making a habit of these kick saves. That one not only saved, but kind of set up as an attack. It was a nice little hit down the line to the left corner and effective there for North County.
Well, Winch plays soccer too. She's the center back, so she knows how to do that once or twice. Service error that time for Maddie Oder makes it 23-18 Valley Catholic.
It's always the soccer players that you find are the ones that end up doing that. It's just a natural motion for them with the ball in that
spot. A lot on this North County team too, I believe Emily Veach and also some others. North County with an attacking chance. It's Cameron Winch on the far side. Nice defense from Viox on the Valley Catholic end. But then Winch, another chance, and Winch able to pinball it off a couple of defenders, and Winch takes a seat after that kill, 23-19. North County will serve, trailing by four. Back is Stewart, and straight into the net. Back-to-back service errors on the North County side. 24-19, set point upcoming for Valley Catholic. And in to serve again, Brenna Bloom. 10 aces on the year. Here's her serve. Goes towards the near side. Set up by Stewart. Now the swing, and it's out of bounds from Veach, and that will do it for the first set of play. Valley Catholic wins it over North County in the first set, 25-19. And two teams will take a quick little break. So will we before the second set, as Valley Catholic takes a one-set lead into the second frame in this third-place match of the MAAA tournament. Stay with us on the MIMO Info Sports Stream.
Fall is here, and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger Grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, hometown proud.
Everybody loves Mario's Italia. They serve the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pasta, salad, sub sandwiches, calzones, and my personal favorite, the stromboli. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. You'll be satisfied with all of their choices. Check out their full menu online at mariositalia.com. Dine in or have it delivered, or have them cater your next special event. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week, Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
High school volleyball on regional radio is brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee in Perryville, by Hearing Care Partners in Farmington, by Home Pools and Spas of Ledington, by Jefferson College in Hillsboro, and by Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus. Valley Catholic takes set one in the third place match of the MAAA tournament over North County, 25-19. So look at your Gilster Mary Lee set recap. Valley Catholic really going to Siebert a lot early in that set. They were able to find Hannah Fowler a few times. But really, it was the defense in North County, a few mistakes here and there. Valley Catholic able to take advantage of those. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates with benefits and bonuses. Call Mike Welker, 1-800-851-5371. Valley Catholic retakes the floor. They'll be on the right side on your radio dial, serving from right to left. And North County on the left side. Both teams wearing blue. Gold numbers on the North County jerseys, white numbers on the Valley shirts. And coming in, the Libero Viox wearing the white shirt with blue numbers. Brenna Bloom will stay in the game and serve to open up this second frame for Valley Catholic. Valley got fifth place last year, trying to get third place this year. And meanwhile, North County trying to stay above 500 right now at 15-15. Here's the serve from Bloom. Dug out by Forrester, near side. Two-handed attempt there from Goggle. Now Valley a chance. A little slide shot from Siebert. This time it's on the outer portion for North County's Lauren Forrester. She gets a kill off the block, and it's 1-0 North County early on. Back to serve for the Raiders, Macy Kambler, her specialist when it comes to these things. And Kambler bounces the ball a few times, spikes it down, and swings it away. Rachel Lloyd has set up Siebert, but her shot wide of the sideline to the right. And it's 2-0 North County. It's now another chance for Kambler. Jumps up, line drive, serve. Loida, the set to Bertram on the near side. Nice dig in the back row by Kambler. Now an attacking chance for North County, and it's sent long. I believe that was Winch who couldn't get on target there, and it's 2-1. Valley Catholic a chance to tie with Viox serving. Burke Viox sends it to Oder. Nice dig there. On the near side, Forrester. Her hit was dug out nicely by Bloom. Now on the near side, Drury sends it long, leaning back on that attempt, and that'll make it 3-1 North County, as they have Lauren Forrester rotated to the service area now. And Forrester jumps in, sends it long. There's Sam Loida setting up Rachel Loida from the back row. Valley Catholic with another chance after the free ball. And then some miscommunication. Drury just has to bump it back over to the Raiders. They set up Winch inside. Kaylee Winch had it blocked. Valley keeps it alive, but then send it back to the Raiders' side. Now Veach tried to surprise him with a swing that time on second contact. Valley Catholic responds, and then Drury able to sneak it inside the end line, finding the soft spot in the back row. And it's 3-2. North County still with the lead, but Valley Catholic will serve a chance to tie again. Loida jump serve. 59 aces coming into the game. And this time, Veach for North County tools it off the block, gets the kill. 4-2. North County leads it in the second set, trailing 1-0. Veach will serve. Cameron Winch back into the contest. So is Whitney Marler. Veach straight into the net on the serve, and it's now 4-3. Warriors make substitutions. Hannah Fowler back on. So is Taylor Zerwig. She will serve. Zerwig taking her time. Now lets it go. Forrester the dig. The set by Veach. And then bumping it over was Winch. Now a Catholic saves it with two players there. Now Drury off the block but saved. Now North County a chance. And Valley fumbling it. They have a chance to bump it over, and they do. Now a fight for it at the net, and North County lets it drop. It's a miscommunication. Nobody knew who was going to get it. And Valley Catholic ties it up at 4 in the second set. Zerwig with another chance to serve. Sends it to the back row. Marler. Back over to the Valley Catholic side, and on first contact, able to get the kill that time was Weibrecht. Haley Weibrecht, the sophomore, just tipping it over the top of the net. 5-4, Valley Catholic leads second set, trying to close it out in this second set. Veach the setup for North County to Winch, near side, the dig by Viox, out of bounds. It goes Drury's way. She's able to get it back in bounds, and Valley Catholic saves it. But to North County, though, and there's a roll shot from Winch, and she's able to send it over, and then a violation called on Valley Catholic's side. I believe a net violation there on Drury. 5-5. Winch's serve, dug out by the front row. Touch it over on second contact. Valley another chance, though. Getting it off the block. Drury sneaks it in. North County lets it drop. 6-5, Valley Catholic leads. Drury will now serve after that kill. And on comes Siebert once again for Valley Catholic, taking the spot of the libero. Marlowe, an errant reception on the serve. Nice save out of bounds by Winch. And North County able to give it back to the Warriors. And then the Warriors send it back, and North County fumbles it again. 7-5. Valley Catholic with the lead. And now on for the first time is Rachel Bloom for Valley Catholic. She'll take Hannah Drury's spot. And Bloom will go back to serve. Bloom, just a sophomore, sends it to the back row. Marler back over to the Valley Catholic side, and Siebert, an easy kill that time as she hops up and spikes it down. 8-5, Valley Catholic leads, 4 straight points.
It's been a great day for Riley Siebert, Andy. I know that Valley didn't get the better of AV in that last match, but she was phenomenal in that third set, and she's been good again here.
Veach bumps it to the back row. They have to attack from there. That's Forrester. Back to Valley Catholic. Rachel Lloyd setting up Fowler. Her swing was dug out by North County side. Now Forrester from the back row sends it to the net. For North County, just some hitting errors and also some passing errors in the second set to trail 9-5. Bloom, another serve. We'll go far side this time. Goggle, nice hit there. She knocked it off Siebert for a kill. So 9-6 Valley Catholic now. North County will serve with Maddie Oder. Bounces it with two hands and now swings it. The set by Fowler for Valley Catholic, and then on the swing, Weibrecht touched the net, so a net violation. Point to North County, 9-7 Valley. Oder to serve again. This time more of a line drive. Fowler sets up the near side with Sieberts. Got it over, and they'll say that the dig attempt was out of bounds from North County, so a kill there for Siebert, 10-7 Valley. The serve by Loida. The set for North County by Veach to Goggle at the middle of the net. Gets the kill on the left side. 10-8. Valley with the lead. North County with the serve, and back to serve is Ariel Stewart. Stewart, 10 aces this year coming into tonight's play. Valley Catholic has to give it back to North County. They have to dig it out of the back row. It's Marler with a swing on target, but Zerwig there for the dig. Then she has a chance to attack and sends it into the net. So two straight points there from North County to make it 10-9 Valley. Valley won the first set 25-19. Trying to take third place in this NAAA tournament. Valley attacking, and an errant shot that time as Weibrecht sent it wide and long. Tied at 10 once again. Back and forth we go. Here's another serve from Stewart. Viox the dig. Lloyd of the set. To the middle. Siebert. Is it in? No. Just wide left from Siebert, and North County takes an 11-10 lead. A few errors on the Valley Catholic side, and North County able to rally. Loida sets for Valley Catholic. Back to Weibrecht. Gets a deflection off the block that time and down for a kill. She'll take a seat. Bloom comes on. So does Bertram for Zerwig for Valley Catholic. And Bloom will serve. That's Brenna Bloom. Tied at 11 in this second set. Here's Bloom's serve. Forrester the dig. The set by Stewart to the middle, or actually outside. That's Veach. Saved in the back row by Viox. Goes over the net and able to tap it over for the kill is Goggle. And North County back with the lead, 12-11. Serving is Kamler. She'll let it go. Line drive tipped off the tape. Nice dig there by Viox. They set up Bertram, knocks it off of Oder and out of bounds. So a good kill there from Bertram. Looked to be dicey at the first contact there from Valley Catholic, but they're able to make the most of it, and it's 12-12. Brooke Viox back to serve. The lefty delivers to the back row. The set by Stewart for North County. Then to Forrester, straight into the net again. Well, it hasn't been the cleanest of hitting from either side, but Valley Catholic so far has been able to take advantage of those mistakes more. This time a serving error from Viox as she hits off the tape. Forrester to serve this time. Gives a jump serve, line drive to Viox. And then miscommunication. Bloom saves it, but Loida has to just tap it back over to North County. The set by Stewart. Outside, it's Oder. Valley Catholic a chance to attack now to the middle. Bertram tips it over, and North County unable to save it at the net. 14-13 after the kill from Bertram. Valley with the one-point lead and the chance to serve up one set to none in this third-place match. Here's Rachel Loida. We know how dangerous she can be on serves. Stewart sets up the near side, and a block that time from Valley. No. It goes off the block and out of bounds as Veach gets the kill. 14-all.
Seems like neither team can generate any type of a lead. As soon as one team gets up by one, it's a tie. Vice versa, back, forth, over again. And these two teams playing really even right now.
Sam Loida sets up the near side. That's Drury tooling it off the block. Out of bounds goes the ball, and it's 15-14 Valley Catholic. Of course, both teams, you know, playing their second match in a little more than a few hours, but you can expect that from both teams when you play this much volleyball in a short period of time. Here's Zerwig to serve for Valley Catholic. Oder almost lost it on the service reception, but able to tip it over, and she kind of gives a wry smile that time after getting it off the block and tying the score at 15 for North County. There's everyone around the gym, I think, and no disrespect to this game either, but, I mean, everybody's waiting for the big matchup between Central and AV coming up. That'll be the championship a little bit later. But first things first, have to decide third place, and Valley Catholic fumbles it near the net and lets it drop. 16-15, North County retakes the lead.
That's a great reason for that, Andy. The first time that they played, it was 22-25, 25-23, 26-24 Central in the regular season. So it was really, really close.
North County a chance to attack, and they say four hits on the North County side. Good blocking on the outside there from Fowler and also Weibrecht to tie the score at 16 for Valley. Drury will serve. This one almost went to the left and out of bounds, but North County keeps it in. Winch had to bump it over and hit the tape, and that forced a fourth contact on the North County side. 17-16 Valley leads. Here's Drury serve again. Kaylee Winch in the back row saves it. Now to Cameron Winch in the middle net. And then another point for Valley Catholic, should say, as North County gets called for the lift. Now it's 18-16. Here's the save by Drury and a service error into the net. 18-17, Valley Catholic with the lead. North County serving. Maddie Oder back to serve. Oder, little rainbow serve that time, and it's Fowler setting up Siebert, and little too hard on the swing that time. 18 all. Sends it long and wide. Noder will serve again. Here's the hit by Oder. Two Valley Catholic Warriors going for that one. And now they have to just roll it back over to the Warriors, or to the Raiders, should say. To the middle net they go. Goggled. Nice diving save by Viox. Now to Siebert. Another shot goes long. So Valley Catholic giving up some errors that time to give three straight points to North County. They lead at 19-18 in the second set, in need of the second set to force a third. Oder serve again. Dug out by Zerwig. And then Loida touches it over, but then also touched the net in the process. Or actually, they'll say double hit. We'll say double hit on the North County side, beg your pardon. Point to Valley Catholic. Sam Loida serves. Oder digs it. Now to the left side, it's Cameron Winch who knocked it off the block and got the kill. She takes a seat, brings on Ariel Stewart again, who will be back to serve. 20-19, North County leads in this second set. Here's Stewart's line drive serve to Viox. Goes over the net, and having to tip it over was Loida. Sometimes it's just your only option, and Loida chose wisely there, was able to win the battle at the net against North County. A couple of players were there. 20 all. Brenna Bloom will serve it to the North County side. Forrester, then Stewart, and then having to bump it back over to the Valley Catholic side was Goggle. Now Siebert swing. Dug out by Forrester. She'll get an attacking chance this time. Saved by Loida. To the middle with Bertrand. Blocked. Valley Catholic another chance. To Siebert this time. Off the net. Back to the Valley Catholic side. Then Siebert sent it back to Stewart for North County. Then a shot goes long from Forrester over the end line. And that's 21-20 now. Valley Catholic with the lead after that point. Bloom's serve to Forrester. Set by Stewart. Now to Veach. Saved by Viox for Valley Catholic. To the near side they go, and straight into the face, it appeared, of Oder. Big hit there off the hand of Riley Siebert for a kill. 22-20 Valley Catholic trying to close this one out in set two. To Stewart. Near side for North County, and that's Goggle getting the kill on the cross-court shot. That's the lead down. It's 22-21. North County will serve with a chance to tie. Central Rebels have populated the tunnel, ready to come out on the floor at the conclusion of this match. Here's the serve from Kamler for North County. Loida sets up the far side. Siebert tips it over. North County tips it back and is able to get the point there as Bertram couldn't save it out of bounds. Bloom also made an attempt at it, and it's 22 all.
This truly has been as close of a set as you can pretty much have. No big leads, pretty much a tie or a one-point match, one-point game, I should say, every single time in the second set. It's been fun.
And credit to North County on that side for coming back after the first set loss. Here's Bertram. Her attacking shot was wide to the right, and that gives North County the 23-22 lead. Timeout Valley Catholic. First time out that either team has spent in this set. We'll take it as well. A 30-second fast break brought to you by your local McDonald's, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. We're back after this on Regional Radio.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
High school volleyball and regional radio is brought to you by McDonald's in Farmington, by Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, by Mineral Area College in Park Hills, by New Era Bank in Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre, and by Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. North County will serve up 23-22 in the second set of the third-place match of the MAAA tournament. North County needs to win this set in order to force a third. Valley Catholic attacks with Bertram near side. Now North County a chance. Winch had her shot dug out. Siebert a swing. Dug out by the Raiders. Nice job by Stewart to keep it alive. Now on the Valley Catholic side, Siebert another chance. Blocked! Winch there, as well as Veach, as they team up to give North County set point 24-22. And another timeout called by Valley Catholic. Well, you had one in your back pocket. Why not use it here? Just see what you got and see what you see. And now a chance to get into a third set for North County.
Yeah, it's a good chance for Valley here to set something up, though, out of the timeout, which is why you use this. It's not necessarily because you think that your team's on the ropes or anything like that. Just, you know, get a set play out of the serve receive that you like. And, you know, get a point, and every point, obviously, right now is huge. So you're going to have a couple of set points you're going to have to avoid if you're Valley Catholic. Head coach Nancy Fisher is really good at a timeout, so we'll see what Valley's got drawn up here.
North County will serve from left to right with Kamler. Trying to send this to a third set. 24-22 the score. Kamler gets it to Loida. To Rachel Lloyd of the setter. Bertram into the net, and that'll do it for the second set as North County wins 25-22. And there will be a third set in this third place match. So far, all three matches this evening have needed a third to decide a winner. And we'll be back with that third set between North County and Valley Catholic after this on Regional Radio.
Good call on McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah, let's eat.
Okay, we have the, oh yeah, for me.
Can you hand me my,
Yep, and here are a couple of woot-woots to share.
I love my woo-hoo!
Oh, sounds like Stacy went to McDonald's too.
Celebrate the Cardinals with a Big Mac for $1 when you buy one at regular price. Limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
High school volleyball on regional radio is brought to you by Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills, by Prairie Farms in Farmington, by Presbyterian Manor in Farmington, by Serenity Hospice Care in Farmington, by Twin City Toyota in Herculaneum, and by the UPS Store in Festus. Alongside Nick Lewis, I'm Andy Humphrey inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Third set needed for the third place match between North County and Valley Catholic. All three matches that we've seen, including the semifinals, have gone to three sets this evening at the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse in Park Hills. Folks at the scores table getting the starting lineup set for this one. Valley Catholic will be on the right side on your radio dial and North County on the left. As we look at your Gilster Mary Lee set recap as well, it really didn't seem that any team was able to pull ahead by more than 4 points or so. Maybe once in that set was a team able to really put together a big run. North County just got the last run.
Yeah, that's right. And like we mentioned, it was a one-point advantage, a tie most of that set. So you couldn't really get a feel for who was in control, and really no one was in control until the very end. North County reels off a couple of points and forces Valley to call a couple timeouts. That's when you kind of knew North County had a little bit of the momentum there. But good fighting for North County, and now we've got a third set.
Valley Catholic will get the first serve of this third set. North County has to give it back to the Valley Catholic side, though, on their attacking chance. And that gives Siebert a chance to get a swing in, and she gets the first point of this third set for Valley Catholic.
Well, she was the big-time performer in the third set against Arcadia Valley. She might be looking to do that again here, and this time carry Valley to a win.
Mia Weiler back to serve for the Warriors. Sends it all the way to Winch on the other side. Now to Veach with a swing, and that's dug out by Weiler, setting up Siebert again. This time, what a dig, Winch, but nobody's there to back her up out of bounds. Would have been a tough play either way. And back-to-back kills for Siebert to open up set number three for Valley Catholic, 2-0.
And that volleyball found the stands and the superintendent of Central, Dr. Ashley McMillan, in attendance right now.
There you go. Dug out on the serve there by Maddie Oder for North County. They give it to Forrester, tried to tap it over, but North County another chance. Now back to Valley Catholic side. Siebert on the block and then saved by North County. A chance to attack themselves. And this time Veach able to get it on target in front of Viox for the kill. 2-1 the score. North County a chance to serve for the tie. Macy Campbell will serve as she usually does, opening up every set for North County. Line drive to Sam Loida, diving set by Rachel Loida, and then set up by Bertram, and they'll say Point Valley Catholic. Couldn't tell if the lines judge had said that was in or that it was deflected out. Either way, Point Valley is. It's 3-1. Valley with the lead, serving is Viox, the lefty delivers. The set on the North County side by Siebert. Winch with a hard swing there and gets it off Viox and well out of bounds for North County point, 3-2. Whitney Marler on for North County. They'll have Forrester serve. Jumps, line drive to Viox. Loida says she's got it, gives it to Drury near side. That's dug out in the back row by North County. Now Winch. Got a tip from Bertram. Now that sets up on the near side. Drury again. Diving dig by Marler. Now another diving dig. This time on the Valley Catholic side. Two digs there. And it looked like Winch was able to take advantage over the net and knock it down easily for a kill. It's tied at 3. Here's Lauren Forrester again to serve. Line drive. And it's saved by Weiler. Now near side Drury. Had to lean back on that shot. North County a chance. Here's Winch. Saved by Viox. Now Loida sets up Drury again. Off of Marler. Out of bounds. Valley Catholic a kill. There's Drury again. On the near side. 4-3. They lead it. Rachel Loida. We know how dangerous she is on serve. She'll be back in the service area for Valley Catholic. Up 4-3. Jump serve. And that is off of the receptor there. That's Macy Camor, just sent it out of bounds. Just a miss hit. 5-3, Valley Catholic. Another ace from Rachel Loida. And that time a double hit from North County. So that gives it back to Valley Catholic with a 6-3 advantage. That last ace brought to you by Coble Banker Holsey. They moved this town. 6-3 lead for Valley Catholic. Loida, another serve. This time, Marler digs it out. Now Veach sends it over. Loida to the near side. Drury blocked. Valley Catholic, another chance, though. Back to Drury, near side, sends it long. 6-4. Valley still with the lead. Valley, or North County, will serve with Cameron Winch coming back on the floor. Here's Emily Veach to serve. Jumps, hits it. Now Sam Loida over the tape, goes out of bounds on the North County side. They got to save it, bump it back over to the Warriors. An attacking chance for them. Loida sets up Bertram, little tip pass over, and unable to save it are the Raiders. Diving attempt by Veach. But it's 7-4 Valley Catholic after that kill from Bertram. Viox will serve after substitutions. Oh, no, it'll be Zerwig. It's Taylor Zerwig, the senior, ready to send it to the North County side from right to left. 7-4 off the tape. Winch bumps it over to her sister, Kaylee Winch. Diving stop on the Valley Catholic side, Zerwig. Then setting up Weiler in the middle. Correction, that's Weibrecht getting the kill off the block. 8-4 Valley Catholic leads in the third set. Here's the hit by Zerwig. Dig by Kamler. Now near side, Kaylee Winch finds the soft spot, gets the kill.
Cameron Winch setting to Kaylee Winch there. Cameron Winch not necessarily known as a passer, but a beautiful cross-court pass to the net for Kaylee, and there's the connection there, the Winch connection.
8-5, Valley Catholic League's trying to extend it here. Drury's hit was knocked off of Winch, and then down for a kill, 9-5. Valley Catholic with the lead in the third and final set. Hannah Drury will serve. She hits it. There's Marler. To the middle they go, and let's say Point Valley, four hits on the North County side. That was sent into the nets, forcing a fourth touch, and it's 10-5 Valley Catholic. Timeout North County. We'll take it as well, as the Warriors have a 10-5 lead on the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy scoreboard. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities they serve. Back in 30 on Regional Radio.
Champions are made here. On our courts, on our fields, and in our classrooms. Why settle for ordinary when you could be part of greatness? Mineral Area College. Become a Cardinal today.
A 10-5 lead for Valley Catholic in the third place match of this NAAA tournament. They lead North County, and Valley will serve from right to left in this third and final set. Here's Drury to serve. Gets it over to Marler. Miss hit, goes out of bounds, and another North County error that time. An ace for Valley. Drury will come out, and that'll give Rachel Bloom another chance to serve as she comes into the game. Bloom gets it to Marler. Another miss hit. This one's to the referee stand, and it's going to make it 12-5. Marler will come out, and Oder will be back in for North County. Here's Rachel Bloom again, the sophomore, to serve it. To Oder that time. Now Veach sets up Goggle. Far side, blocked by Valley Catholic. Now North County gets it back. Near side, giving it back to Bloom. Loyda now for Valley, sets up Siebert, hard shot, dug by Forrester, but then miscommunication at the net, nobody was there to pick it up. 13-5, Valley Catholic leads in North County. The stakes are starting to compound here in the third set.
Yeah, Valley's just been overall a lot sharper in this third set than North County to this point.
Dump shot attempt by Veach. Valley Catholic barely ready for it. They send it back to the North County side. Now it's Goggle with an off-balance shot, but got it off a defender and down for a kill. It breaks up the run. North County will serve again, down 13-6. Matty Oder will serve. Takes her time with it, and Oder steps up, lets it go. And a Fowler will set it up for Sieberts off of Winch, off the ceiling. Oder then touched it again, trying to save it, and couldn't do so as it came off her arms awkwardly. You just never know what happens when it hits off a ceiling like that. The spin changes and the trajectory changes. 14-6, Valley leads. Here's the serve from Bloom, or Lloyd, I should say. Roll shot from deep in the zone was Forrester. Back to Valley Catholic now. Siebert off of Oder, down for another kill. Oder has put in the effort today. Dive for that one, but just couldn't get it off cleanly. 15-6, Valley with the big lead in the third set. North County attacks to the far side. They have to get it to Forrester. And then, as Valley Catholic sent it back, a nice shot off the block from Goggle to get another kill. 15-7. North County will serve again. In need of a big run, they'll have Stewart back. Ariel Stewart to the back row. Now it's Rachel Loyda setting up Weibrecht. She was turned back. And Goggle and Forrester teamed up for that block there for North County. 15-8. Stewart, a little lollipop serve to the front row it goes. Weibricht setting up Siebert again. Now North County an attacking chance. That one goes out of bounds from Forrester. Too strong on the shot, and it's 16-8 Valley Catholic. Well, Valley with wins against Fredericktown and Valley of Caledonia in pool play. Just fell short in a hard-fought match with Arcadia Valley just earlier tonight. It's trying to take third place. But a good shot on the North County side from Lauren Forrester to fool Bloom that time in the back row, and it's 16-9. Valley Catholic still with the lead. North County will serve with Macy Kamler. The junior setting up her service chance now. Line drive. Bloom the dig. Set by Siebert to Bertram. Roll shot dug by Forrester. She'll get a chance to set up now, and then a double hit on the North County side as looked like it was Goggle trying to set her up. Or maybe Veach. But she hit it twice, and it's 17-9 Valley Catholic. Lefty serve from Viox. The set by Stewart. Far side, that's Winch. And just knocked it off of Lloyd, who wasn't appeared to be ready for that ball to come to her. And lets it go out of bounds at 17-10. The serve by Forrester for North County goes long and out of bounds. 18-10, Valley with the lead in set number three, trying to take third place in this NAAA tournament. Rachel Lloyd of the long serve. Stewart, the setup for North County to Winch. Then off the dig of Lloyd, it goes out of bounds, and that'll make it 18-11.
And taking third place in this tournament, I think it's secondary to just getting a win and feeling good about yourselves going into districts. You don't want to go 0-2 one week and then the next week have your season on the line, and one loss will end it. So if Valley can get this, North County, same thing. It's going to be huge from that perspective.
A kill there from Drury knocked it off of Forrester to make it 19-11. Valley Catholic has the luxury of getting to wait a little bit until they play their first match. They do have a first-round bye, but they would have to win two matches on a Monday and a Tuesday in order to get a district title. Timeout called on the North County side with Valley up 19-11 in this third set. Valley will get the winner of St. Vincent and West County on Monday. And meanwhile, North County, they will have to play a first-round game against Potosi to advance to the second round, the semifinals, which will be played on Tuesday. They'll kind of have the same setup that we have here. They'll play semifinals and championship in consecutive fashion there in Festus for the Class 3 District 2 tournament coming up next week. Meanwhile, every single match in Valley Catholic's district at West County High School, except for the championship, will be played on Monday, so they'll have four straight matches that day. 19-11 the score. Valley Catholic with the lead in the third set. Here's the serve from Zerwig. Sends it into the back row, setting up Winch near side. Shot was blocked. Valley Catholic a chance now. Here's Fowler with a roll shot. Valley Catholic another chance after the block. Another block by Winch. Valley will send it back over with Loida. Diving attempts on both sides, and North County ends up with the point there as Winch was able to finally get the kill.
And Kaylee Winch was the one with all those blocks, though, and that was just an exhibition, and all she could do was smile after that. Just block after block after block. Valley kept coming, but North County gets the point.
Kaylee Winch will serve. Diving stop by Loida. And now it's Zerwig just bumping it back over. Now Cameron Winch setting up the middle hitter there. That was Goggle knocking it off a Valley defender. And Valley still with the big lead in this third set. But North County trying to get a little spark here. Kaylee Winch has been known to go on some service runs here and there. And that time she gets an ace. Viox thought it was going long. She let it go, but it instead bounced just inside that end line. And it's 19-14 after the Kaylee Winch ace.
Yeah, and Winch knows this is their moment. She just encouraged her team to get it going here. Just down five, still a chance, and Winch still at the service area.
Serves goes to the back row this time. Loida, then Sam Loida setting up Weibricht. North County having to dig it out of the deep end. And then back to Valley Catholic. On the near side, Drury, hard swing, and gets it down for a kill. No chance for Forrester to dig it out. 20-14 Valley. Look to be on their way to third place, but still have to finish the job with five more points. Here's Drury to serve. Knocked off by Oder. Now to the right side. It's Goggle, had her shot blocked, sending it back over Forrester. Then for Valley Catholic, Loida with the bump set to Sam Loida, and as she tried to do a two-handed shot, she was called for the lift.
Yeah,
North County of points.
That one was pretty obvious there, and North County will take it. Still with a slight opportunity here. They're going to need a big service run, though.
20-15, Valley the lead. Addie Oder will serve for North County. Dipping serve to Zerwig. Dump shot from Moida. North County was ready for it. They set up their attack. Here's a roll shot from Forrester. Back to North County. Now it's Siebert tipping it back over to the Raiders. Now in the middle, it's Goggle. Tipped it off the net. It goes out of bounds. Valley Catholic point. So the Warriors up 21-15. We'll have Sam Loida back to serve. Third set in this third place match. Here's the hit by Oder. Then Veach. Near side, Winch. Too long. Cameron Winch. A little strong on the swing that time. 22-15 Valley Catholic. Valley won the first set 25-19. North County took the second 25-22. Here's the serve from Loida to Oder. Then the set by Veach. Middle hitter Goggle knocks it off the block and down for a kill. So North County stymies the run that time. It's 22-16. They trail, and back to serve is Stewart. Sends it to the back row of Valley Catholic. Jump set by Loida. Then to Weibrecht. North County able to save it near the net and then send it back to the Warriors. Near side with Siebert. Blocked. Another chance for Valley Catholic. Then back to the Raiders' side. A 50-50 ball over the net. Dumped home by Siebert. And she gets the kill that time. Correction, no. They'll say net violation on Siebert that time as she swung. So it's 22-17 after the North County points. Loida will go to Siebert. Blocked again. Valley Catholic has to bump it back over to the Raiders. The set by Stewart to the middle hitter Goggle straight into the net, forcing a fourth contact and a Valley Catholic point, 23-17. Valley 2 points away from claiming third in the MAAA tournament. Into the game to serve Mia Weiler, young sophomore, 13 aces coming into the contest. Weiler serve, hit by Forrester to Stewart. Far side now, it's Veach with the two-handed shot. Now Valley Catholic a chance. Siebert shot blocked and unable to save it are the Warriors. A good block that time from Goggle, 23-18. Now back to serve is Macy Camber. This is who they want most of the time. Back to serve for North County. Here's her serve. Viox the dig. Loida the set. Right side, that's Siebert. Had it blocked by Winch. Now it's over the net, and unable to tip it over was Loida as it went straight into the netting that time. 23-19, now the score. North County still trailing, but still serving. Now he's just trying to get to set point here. It's hit by Viox, should say. Bertram to Loida, then to Bertram again as she sent it over to North County. The set by Siebert. Roll shot by Winch. Back over to Valley Catholic. Bumping it over Siebert. Two-handed shot by Kamler. Then to Winch. She sets up and knocks it down for a kill off of North County. Correction, Valley Catholic defender. 23-20 is North County fighting back in this one. Only down three.
Yeah, and Chelsea Crocker yelling out from the sideline. She knows that her team's close. Margin of error is small, but they've got a chance here.
Macy Camber to serve for the third straight time. Here's the hit. The dig by Weiler to Loida. Then Siebert had it blocked again, and then Veach able to find the soft spot in the back row. And a timeout called by Valley Catholic after North County puts together a mini run right near the end of the third set. 23-21, Valley still leads, but North County still serving. We're back in 30 on Regional Radio.
Josh Harris joins us now from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington and Poplar Bluff and soon to be Festus. And Josh, you know, the holidays are right around the corner, and I'm thinking an off-road vehicle from Midwest Sports would look great under the Christmas tree.
With Christmas right around the corner, we can help fill those Christmas needs from anything from side-by-sides, ATVs, youth motorcycles. Ultimate Toy Store here in Farmington. We're located at 124 Walker Road.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center.
Valley Catholic back on the floor. They've been leaking a little bit. They had a big lead in this third set, but now North County has worked it to 23-21. Valley still with the lead, but North County about to serve with Macy Camor for the fifth straight time. Here's Camor's serve in this third set. Saved awkwardly by Loida. Eventually sets up Bertram on the near side. North County a chance to attack. Now a touch pass over by Forrester. Then to Bertram again. Just tipped it over the net. Then North County back to Valley. Bertram again. Could she keep it in? She did. Just inside that far sideline. And it's set point now in match point for Valley Catholic, 24-21. Viox to serve. Lefty's serve to Forrester. The set by Stewart, then to Veach. Diving dig there by Loida. Then near side, it's Drury. Forrester digs it out for North County. Now Winch will bump it back over to Weiler. Loida the set. Bertram the hit off the tape, and then North County another chance. Winch will tip it over. Loida sets it. Sam Loida now to Drury. That's dug out by Oder. Over the net it goes, and then Stewart gives it back to Valley Catholic. Now Loida, shot blocked from Drury. Now it's Loida again. Bertram just has to send it over to North County once more. Veach will set it up towards Winch. Blocked. Nice diving stop by Viox to keep it alive. Here's Drury off the block. North County a chance to attack. On the other side, it's Forrester sending it long, and that long rally ends with Valley Catholic taking the match. 25-21 in the third set. Boy, both teams gave it their all on their final point, but Valley Catholic able to hang on in the third set, 25-21, the final score, as they take third place in this MAAA tournament over North County. Valley Catholic now 22-6-1, and North County 15-16 overall on the season. We'll have the Home Pools and Spas postgame show after this on Regional Radio.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home with the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Fleek's Equipment was founded as a family-owned and operated business where it remains to this day. Known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Massey Ferguson, Hustler, Ramir, Cub Cadet, Spartan, Coon, and many more. Fleek's Equipment is a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number. Our certified technicians can diagnose, troubleshoot, repair, and maintain your equipment. Not just one color, but every color. Even if you don't purchase your equipment here, we can provide you with the best service available and the largest selection of parts. As the months turn colder, it's time to service your equipment from the summer and fall. Winterize your equipment and tune up any equipment that you need over the winter, also for the spring. We do that here, and we do it well. If you're in the market for a new compact tractor, new blades, whatever the need, see us here at Fleek's Equipment. Make us your first stop, Fleek's Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and on the Outer Service Road in Lettington. Online 24/7 at Fleegs.com. Fleegs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Welcome back into the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse. Just finished up the third place match with Valley Catholic winning in three sets over North County. Scores were 25-19, 22-25, and 25-21 as Valley Catholic takes third. North County will settle for fourth place in this one as the two teams preparing for the championship, Central and Arcadia Valley, out on the floor to warm up. On the Home Pools and Spas postgame show, we will talk with both the head coaches from this third place match, Nancy Fisher of Valley Catholic and Chelsea Crocker of North County. Meanwhile, we'll recap what happened as, you know, it really was back and forth. In the second set in particular, nobody really stood out and was able to put together a big run. But in the third set, you just saw Valley Catholic pull ahead a little bit. Took advantage of some North County errors, but really did assert their dominance in that third set.
Yeah, 25-21 is what it comes out to. I think Valley probably, you know, I think that they won by more than it feels like, perhaps, or they won by less than it feels like, I should say, because they were up big for much of the set. North County made a little bit of a run there at the end, and that's why it ends up being just a four-point deficit. But Valley really took it to them in that third set. Still, though, it's good to see North County, you know, the team with the record that, you know, maybe stands out to you as being not what a Valley or an Arcadia Valley or a Central is, but it was good to see them compete in this tournament, taking two powerhouse teams in our area to three sets, and that's going to be good for them come district play to get that experience. And for Valley, an emotional loss against Arcadia Valley right before that match started, so it was good to see them, from their perspective, find a way to get a victory.
Impressive in that sense, because you're just turning right around and having to play another three-set match. We've seen three of them tonight, so Valley Catholic, an impressive win over North County in that one, and they will take third place in this MAAA tournament. Really, your play of the match was just really the ending point, it seemed, because so many players were diving for attempts, and you could, in fact, you could probably give it to Kaylee Winch a couple of times for some kick saves on some of the points in the first set. As those your Serenity Hospice Care plays the game, peace of mind when it matters most, serenityhospicecare.org. And Riley Siebert really did take over in the third set, and that's why we're giving her Applebee's, a Farmington player of the game. Really did do well on the attacking side of things and was able to really stave off the North County comeback in the end.
Yeah, and you know, that's two consecutive matches where she's really shined at the end, which is, you know, the key to being a big-time player. So Riley Siebert, despite the fact that they dropped that match to Arcadia Valley, she was excellent there. She was also excellent down the stretch against North County, ended up leading her team to the victory. So all in all, a great performance for Riley Siebert. And, you know, you remember back at the beginning of the season when we did the Valley Catholic Central game, Riley Siebert was out with an injury, and Valley's offense wasn't quite the same without her. Of course, last year, Riley was second team All-MAAA. So to get her back and to get her into the system, it's made Valley's offense that much more dangerous.
We'll take another quick break. We'll continue the Home Pools and Spas postgame show after this as we chat with the two coaches participating in that third place game before the championship between Central and Arcadia Valley coming up in just about 15 minutes from now. Stay with us on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show on Regional Radio.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Family, health, home. Comtree has been a leader in providing health care to you and your family for over 45 years. What started as mental health services has expanded to dental care, primary care, and many community services. We are your home for health care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. See us now at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Dear movers and shakers, you roll. And we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Everybody's going home.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Help your child feel confident in the water by enrolling them in swim lessons at the Jefferson County YMCA. Swim lessons foster a sense of safety in the water and achievement as swimmers progress. The results are more confident swimmers who stick with lessons and develop a love for swimming that can last a lifetime. Swim lessons are available for ages 6 months and up. Fall 2 lessons begin the week of October 28th. Contact 636-931-9622. For details or to register.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College. Jefferson College and you.
Back on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show on regional radio, third place match taken by the Valley Catholic Warriors as they defeat the North County Raiders in three sets. Scores were 25-19, 22-25, and 25-21 as Valley Catholic gets it done. We are joined now by Nancy Fisher, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors. A hard-fought game because you had a hard-fought game literally minutes before, and then you come back. One of the tougher things to do, I'm sure, for a volleyball team to play three-set matches like that. But you get the second one, and you're able to hoist that third-place trophy. How did you kind of look back on it?
We felt pretty good about it. It was just kind of difficult, as you said. Especially, it wasn't even the physical aspect of playing three sets and coming back to play three sets. It was more the emotional letdown of knowing that we hadn't played well at the end of that match against AV and had our opportunities and kind of let that slip through our fingers, and then have to come back and regroup and know we were going up against a tough North County team.
Well, to get that first set, how did you kind of see your team respond? Because, you know, that's almost the most important one when you have that, you know, set or that match with Arcadia Valley. the way that you responded in the first set could probably tell the tale of the rest of the way. How did you kind of see your group going through that?
Well, I tell you, part of it, what helped us was North County didn't come out especially fired up either. And so I think both teams just kind of came out flat. And so it gave us a chance to kind of regain a little bit of our composure and not be, you know, 6 or 8 points behind right out of the blocks. And so that really helped us. But I don't know that it was anything we did so much as it was something maybe North County wasn't able to do, and maybe it was the long rest they had in between too that affected them.
That could have been it too. And you know, as you take this match and you basically use it, I'm sure, as a way to kind of sharpen things up a little bit before next week for districts. It's a team that you're not going to see in districts, so that probably helps a little bit to keep things you know out there and make sure that you sharpen it up. Did you see any improvement from your group down the stretch there?
Well, a little bit of maybe a little bit of tenacity. I thought we worked really hard all evening long, whether it was against AV or against North County. We didn't really give up on very much stuff, and that's good to see. And as I told the girls, it's kind of a life lesson. Sometimes you know what you want. We wanted to be playing in the championship match, and sometimes those things don't work out, and then you just have to regroup and go for something else. And I was really pleased that we were able to come back and win third and play pretty well in the match for the most part.
Yeah, both sides, both sets of hitters kind of had some trouble, being on target in this one. But we thought, you know, at the very end, Riley Siebert was able to find those last few to kind of put you ahead a little bit and set you up well for the end of that third set.
I think, yeah, I would agree with that. I think Riley, all evening long, really was kind of a go-to player for us. And I thought Hannah Drury, I thought both of our outsides did a really good job for us, and we just kind of had a hard time finding our middles tonight, and that's something we're obviously going to work on and try to improve for next week.
As far as, you know, how you look back on the season as a whole, now that the regular season's over and you prepare for districts and you'll get that first round bye, what's really the thing that you're focusing with your team as far as, you know, getting prepared, using the weekend to either rest up or shore up the last few things before you get the to-be-determined opponent on Monday?
And that's pretty much what we're going to do. We're going to use the weekend to kind of rest up and then also try to work on a few things that didn't go so well for us and see ways that we can improve offensively and a little bit defensively against AV. Once again, we think it's going to be – and that's assuming that they're the ones that will get through and assuming that we can handle West County. So that's not really a foregone conclusion. We've had struggled with West County when we've played them at West County before. And once again, I'm assuming that they'll get by St. Vincent. So, it's kind of interesting. We're just going to prepare for anybody that we might meet.
It is an interesting mix of teams. And, you know, teams that really face each other a lot throughout the season. Of course, you're talking about potential opponents with AV twice already. Potential opponent with West County and St. Vincent, teams that you've seen already this year. How do you kind of look at the mix of teams this year?
Well, it's one of those kind of interesting situations. You know, I think that the West County St. Vincent game could go either way, really. I know West County won earlier in the year, so it'll be interesting with that. And then I think if it ends up that Jefferson plays Arcadia Valley, that could be an interesting matchup. I know AV won in two earlier, but Jefferson's kind of one of those scary teams, a lot of young kids on the team, and this will be interesting to have them in a district. They could go out and just play out of their heads, or they could be kind of young and very inconsistent.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you next week. Congrats on third place tonight, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's Nancy Fisher, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, joining us in the Home Pulse Spas postgame show on regional radio as they take third place against North County in three sets. And that's our little appetizer for the championship this evening. Central, the one seed. Arcadia Valley, the three seed. They fought in three sets on this court a little bit earlier in the season. Central was able to take that just barely. We'll see what happens in the rematch between these two as they both play their final regular season game tonight. We'll give you a very brief Fleeg's Equipment pregame show after this break. This is the MAAA Volleyball Tournament on Regional Radio.